देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Since it is the talk on Kirtan, I was thinking better to hear straight from the mouth of the greatest Kirtaniya in the three worlds. That is Sripad Narada Muni. Who is a better person to speak about what is Kirtan and what are its benefits other than Narada Muni himself? In fact, all the people who have glorified the Lord directly or indirectly have been inspired by Narada Muni or his sincere followers. So therefore, we will first hear the definition of Kirtan from his own mouth and from his follower, Srila Prabhupada, who glorified Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes and his abode in such a wonderful way that the whole world is attracted to it, the purport by his divine grace to this definition of Kirtan. And then from the mouth of Narada Muni we will try to hear the benefits of such Kirtan that he himself received, and he is speaking with conviction that you can all receive if you do that. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, Text 22. Idam hi pumsas tapasah shrutasya va svishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo avichyutortha kavibhir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam idam hi pumsas tapasah shrutasya va svishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo avichyutortha kavibhir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam idam hi pumsas tapasah shrutasya va svishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo avichyutortha kavibhir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam idam this he certainly pumsaha of everyone tapasaha by dint of austerities Shrutasya, by dint of study of the Vedas. Va, or Svishtasya, sacrifice. Suktasya, spiritual education. Cha, and Buddhi, culture of knowledge. Dattayoho, charity. Avichyutaha, infallible. Arthaha, interest. Kavibhihi, by the recognized learned person. Nirupitaha, concluded. Yat, what? Uttama shloka, The Lord who is described by choice poetry, Gana Gunanuvarnanam, description of the transcendental qualities of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord who is defined in choice poetry. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Human intellect is developed for advancement of learning in art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, economics, politics, etc. By culture of such knowledge, the human society can attain perfection of life. This perfection of life culminates in the realization of the Supreme Being, Vishnu. The Shruti therefore directs that those who are actually advanced in learning, should aspire for the service of the Lord, Vishnu. Unfortunately, persons who are enamored by the external beauty of Vishnu Maya do not understand that culmination of perfection or self-realization depends on Vishnu. Vishnu Maya means sense enjoyment, which is transient and miserable. Those who are entrapped by Vishnu Maya utilize advancement of knowledge for sense enjoyment. Sri Narada Muni has explained that all paraphernalia of the cosmic universe is but an emanation from the Lord out of His different energies, because the Lord has set in motion by His inconceivable energy the actions and reactions of the created manifestations. They have come to be out of His energy, they rest on His energy, and after annihilation they merge into Him. Nothing is therefore different from Him, but at the same time the Lord is always different from them. When advancement of knowledge is applied in the service of the Lord, the whole process becomes absolute. The personality of Godhead and His transcendental name, fame, glory, etc. are all non-different from Him. Therefore, all the sages and devotees of the Lord have recommended that the subject matter of art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, and all other branches of knowledge should be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. Art, literature, poetry, painting, etc. may be used in glorifying the Lord. The fiction writers, poets, and celebrated literateurs are generally engaged in writing of sensuous subjects. But if they turn towards the service of the Lord, they can describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Valmiki was a great poet, and similarly Vyasadeva is a great writer, and both of them have absolutely engaged themselves in delineating the transcendental activities of the Lord, and by doing so have become immortal. Similarly, science and philosophy also should be applied in the service of the Lord. There is no use presenting dry speculative theories for sense gratification. Philosophy and science should be engaged to establish the glory of the Lord. Advanced people are eager to understand the absolute truth through the medium of science, and therefore great scientists should endeavor to prove the existence of the Lord on a scientific basis. Similarly, philosophical speculation should be utilized to establish the supreme truth as sentient and all-powerful. Similarly, all other branches of knowledge should always be engaged in the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same is affirmed. All knowledge, under inverted commas. All knowledge not engaged in the service of the Lord is but nations. Real utilization of advanced knowledge is to establish the glories of the Lord, and that is the real import. And now, the last statement is the definition of what is Kirtan. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all similar activities are all factually Hari Kirtan or glorification of the Lord. I repeat. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord are all similar activities are all factually, and in the word factually is the word actually. Factually, Hari Kirtan or glorification of the Lord.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
These instructions are given by Srila Narada Muni to Vyasadeva when he was dissatisfied in the core of his heart after compiling practically all the scriptures. We call this asan, Vyasasan. Why? Because whatever we speak sitting on this is actually Vyasa Uchishta. It is just remnants of Vyasadeva. Valmiki was inspired by Narada Muni. Vyasadeva was inspired by Narada. All the great personalities who have written anything, and in future anything that they are going to write, really if it's worth it, it is only worth it if it is connected to the writings of Srila Vyasadeva. But he, after compiling all the scriptures, was dissatisfied. And at that time, when he had a deep desire, of course, Vyasadeva is a literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need a guru. But he sets an example. Like Lord Ram set an example by accepting Vasishtha, serving Vishvamitra. Lord Krishna established a precedence by accepting Sandipani Muni. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwarpuri. Similarly, Vyasadeva accepted Narada Muni to show to the whole world that by the mercy of the Lord, you get a guru. And by the mercy of Guru only one can understand the Lord and perfect his life. And Narada explained to him the whole purpose of creation. He said, the Lord who created this world had only one purpose. And what is that purpose? For all his rebellious parts and parcels to reform themselves and come back to him. That's the only purpose of creation. And the whole creation is made only for two purposes. And that is kirtan. Purification of one's existence by glorification of the Lord. That's all. The whole purpose of this material creation, which is expansion of the Lord, it is non-different from the Lord. It has come from the Lord. It is resting on the power of the Lord. It enters into the Lord and created again and again and again till the last conditioned soul gets out. The only purpose of the jail created by the government is for rebellious souls to purify themselves, reform themselves and come out. And therefore he said that now use your intelligence, use your skills to expand on this. That's all. And that is kirtan, hari kirtana, kirti gan, to glorify. Why are we glorifying? To purify our heart. Cheto darpana marjanam param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. That's the purpose. Purifying one's heart and developing pure love and developing happiness, satisfaction, peace, bliss. The only way is sankirtanam. And utilize all your skills. Manasa, deha, geha, jokichumor, arpilun tuapade nandakishor. Whatever I have at my disposal, my body, my mind, my home, whatever skills, facilities, everything, I just offering at your lotus feet. That is kirtan. So whatever is happening in the whole creation is kirtan. But we can't hear the kirtan. Because people's consciousness is not kirtan. It is self-kirtan. That is Vishnu Maya, sense gratification. They want their name, form, qualities and pastimes. And their abode to be glorified. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. In the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, Daivasura sampat. Asura means this. That's what Hiranyakashipu, that was Ramana, that was Duryodhan, and all the Pandavas. That's why Krishna handed the whole planet under their control. Because you know how to do kirtan. Your life is a kirtan. So therefore, here, the whole world, I'm going to give it to you. Because you are going to utilize it for what has been created. Everyone, whether they like it or not, are doing kirtan. Self-kirtan or hari-kirtan. That is the choice. Dho-bhuta-sargav lokesmin daiva-asura-eva-cha. There are only two types of people. So this is the kirtan. One time, one lady, I went with some of my relatives to one organization, and there one lady, they believe in meditation on the impersonal form, we were discussing, and she said, "What is your sadhana?" I said, Harinam Kirtan. We chant the holy name. And since they believe in meditation, she said, "Naam mein kya hai?" Meaning, dhyan mein sab kuch hai. Kya hai naam mein? And I told something. I don't know whether she was satisfied, but I was temporarily satisfied, but not fully satisfied. Suddenly I gave some reply, but after that, whole night, I don't know, she must have slept, but I lost my sleep. Did I say right? What exactly? What's in a name? What's in a name? I started thinking actually. Preaching, one good thing about preaching is, your spiritual muscles get exercised. At least for that sake, we should preach. Whether that fellow is convinced or not, don't worry. But he raises some question, you understand different perspectives of seeing this world. My God, the people see like that. Some people are convinced that the whole world, I mean, only human beings have souls. And everything is meant for their enjoyment. That's all. All other species are meant for their enjoyment. And they quote scriptures. So you learn to see, putting yourself in their shoes, and then see, oh, achha, I saw that too. And then put some lenses and see, just like, you know, when I went for my lens. Abhi kaisa dikhta hai? A, B, C, D, H, Y. Took another lens. Abhi G, Y, F, 2. Correct. So like that, keep changing their lenses. Now I see thing. Correct. Chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri guruvenam. We are born with cataract and a guru opens our eyes. So then you have 20/20 vision. Chakshudan dilojai janme janme prabhu se. So I was thinking, where did I go wrong? Or how could I have explained better? And then I got an answer. Next time I'm ready, somebody tells me, kya hai naam mein? Idhar baith, abhi sunata hun. Suppose you have this question, my question to you. Think of one person whom you love the most in your life. You don't have to tell. Think. One person whom you love most in your life. Alright? Just like they say, think of a number, multiply it by 4, divide it by 3, add 2, like that. Think of that person. Now, think why you fell in love. Why you fell in love with that person? Generally, we see the abode of that person. He lives in this house. Or we hear some activities of that person. Through those activities, we come to know of his qualities. Through that activity, he gave away all his wealth to the poor. Very charitable person. Usne apna haath bhi kaat ke de diya. Aur so through the activities, you come to know of his qualities. And when you more and more hear about the quality, you want to see that person. Kaun hai ye? Who is that person? And when you see that person, you ask, naam kya hai iska? Ramesh. Mahesh, Suresh, Dinesh, whoever. And next time, somebody tells you, the person's name, you close your eyes, the first thing that comes is his form. And then your heart starts filled with emotion when you think about his wonderful qualities. How did you know his qualities exist? Because of the activities, wonderful activities, this personality has performed. So name becomes like a password which opens the whole file of form, rupa, guna, leela. ಮಾಧುರ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ ಗುಣ ರೂಪ ನಾಮ್ನ ಪ್ರತಿಕ್ಷಣ ಆಸ್ವಾದನ ಲೋಲುಪಸ್ಯ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ. ಸೊ ಗುರು ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್. ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ, ಶಿ ಹರ್ಡ್, ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ದೇವಿ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ನಾರದ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಜಸ್ ವುಡ್ ವಿಸಿಟ್ ಭೀಷ್ಮಕ. ಶುತ್ವಾ ಗುಣಾನ್ ಭುವನ ಸುಂದರ ಶುಣ್ವತಾಂತೆ, ಶಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಮೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಯು ಮೇ ಫೀಲ್ ವೈ ಆಮ್ ರೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಲವ್ ಲೆಟರ್ ಟು ಯು ಆಸ್ ಎ ಶೇಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ಗರ್ಲ್. ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸೆಸ್ ರೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಸೀನ್. ಐ ಲವ್ ಯು, ಯು ನೋ, ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕಿಡ್ನಾಪ್ ಮೀ. ಸೊ ಯು ಮೇ ಫೀಲ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಶೇಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಡೂ? ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫಾಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫಾಲ್ಟ್ಸ್. You, what is your two faults? Your beautiful form and your beautiful qualities. And what is my two faults? I have my ears and my eyes. What can I do? I have two holes in my head. This is my two faults. I kept on hearing your wonderful qualities and your activities and your beautiful form and I fell in love. So next time anyone says, what's in a name? Tell them, everything is in a name. What is in a password? Everything. Andar dalo to pura file khulega. Anyway, so at that time, Narada Muni gave Vyasadeva, he said, now you do this. Now you write, compose Bhagavatam, which glorifies only three things. Bhagwan, Bhakta and Bhakti. There is nothing else in Srimad Bhagavatam other than these three subject matters and their interrelationship. The glories of Bhagavan, the glories of his Bhaktas, and what is their sweet, loving exchange of Kirtan. Machitta, Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta, Parasparam, Kathayanta, Chamam Nityam, Tushyanticha, Ramanticha. This is their life. This is their satisfaction. This is their recreation. Everything is that. That's all. Satadam kirtayantu maam. These are Mahatmas. Yatantascha dridhavrata. Namasyantascha maam bhaktya. Nitya yukta upasate. 24 hours. This is Mahatma. After explaining, then Narada Muni tells about his own story. This is very interesting. Why Vyasadeva, chapter 4, 5 and 6 of first canto, after describing the six questions that the sages of Naimisharanya asked, which is the essence of first chapter, second and third chapter is the answer to those six questions. And the sixth question is the Bhagavatam. Who compiled it, when and what? And then chapter 4, 5 and 6 is Narada Vyasa Samvad, where Narada Muni, to remove the dissatisfaction of Vyasadeva, tells him about the potency of Kirtanam. Actually, of the Navada Bhakti, everything is Kirtanam. Everything, rest is all Kirtanam. You can't do Shravanam without, if there is no Kirtanam. What can you hear? Somebody has to do kirtan, then only you can hear. Padasevanam, archanam, that is also kirtan. We are glorifying. Whatever facility you have, you are utilizing to glorify the Lord. So it's all kirtanam in one sense. Kirtigan, to glorify the Lord through everything. All other facilities that have been provided by the Lord. So, he tells, why he quotes this, because he says, I was born the son of a maidservant. I had no qualification. Shudrani. Edasi putra. Referring to all of us, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In the very lifetime, from an insignificant son of a maidservant, absolutely no qualification, he went on to become an eternal associate of the Lord in that very lifetime. And how? Read the biography, autobiography. And he tells his life. I had the good fortune of associating with Bhaktivedantas for 4 months. I heard from them. I served them. Humbly served them. Because of my position, I was very humble. I had no qualifications. I was very humble. So I got an opportunity to serve. It takes tremendous humility to serve. Without that, we don't feel like serving. So I served. And by serving, whoever you serve, with heart, with your heart, that person's quality becomes your quality. This is a secret. If you want to develop certain qualities, serve those person who have those qualities, then you will develop those qualities by satisfying them. So because he served the Bhaktivedantas, and their satisfaction and their blessings, he developed their quality. And what was their quality? Eagerness to hear about the Lord. So he became so eager. He would keep hearing from them. And then they left. Chaturmas was over, they left. He couldn't leave because he was dependent on his mother. The mother was totally dependent on him. And he was wondering, was caught, like tied up, as if with so many responsibilities. But then his only shelter, his mother, was killed by a snake bite. But within that death, he saw opening of a door to travel. So now he was free. So he traveled. He started traveling. Focused on achieving the perfection of life. What he had heard, that was the focus. Keeping that focus, not attached to all the dualities. He got some good days, some bad days, good people, bad people, good situation, bad situation. He didn't bother. He was not attached to the good and not repelled by the bad. He was attached to neither. He was attached to the goal. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana. He started traveling. And very soon he achieved perfection. Then Vyasadeva asked him, hey, wait. Please tell me, after they left, what did you do to become an eternal associate of the Lord in that very lifetime? So that is what he says now here. So, this is straight from the horse's mouth, so to say. Hayagriva is also found the Lord with a horse. So it's not a bad thing. So, Narada Muni is now telling what he did. This is chapter 6, text 26 onwards. Namani anantasya hatatrapah pathan, guhyani bhadrani kratani cha smaran, gam paryatan tushta managatas prahah, kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsarah. Thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation. I started glorifying. Namani anantasya. The Lord's another name is Ananta. Why is called Ananta? Yova anantasya gunan anantan anukramishyan satu balabuddhihi. Rajamsi bhumehi ganayet katanchit kalena naivakhila shakti dhamna. The Bhagavad says, why the Lord is called Ananta? Yova anant, anta, anta means end. Ananta means who has no end. Yova anantasya gunan anantan. If you want to know how many, you want to count. Okay, tell me, you like Lord Krishna? Tell me all his qualities. I want to count down. I want to count and write down. Yova anantasya gunan anantan Anukramishyan. Suppose somebody decides, I'm going to write a book about all the qualities of the Supreme Lord. Satu bala buddhi. This is childish. Children sometimes, especially in the village when they sleep during summer outside, and they look at the clear sky with so many stars, they said, Papa, let me count how many stars are there. Theek hai beta. That is good, so that no mischief, you can keep on counting. You will know. I know never you will come to an end. Either you go to sleep or next day morning you get up. There is no question of counting the stars. Who can count the number of stars in the sky? Rajamsi bhumehe ganayat kadanchit kalena. It may be possible that someday somebody, some powerful scientist who lives a long life, may count the number of dust particles on this planet. He may count, possibly. Na eva akhila shakti dhamna. But it's impossible to count. Ananta nama, ananta rupa, ananta guna, ananta lila. Everything about him is ananta. So, namani anantasya hatatrapa. Hatatrapa means bindas. Without shyness or without shame. What will people think if I chant and speak about him? Sometimes we are shy to chant his name, to put some marks on the body which shows. We are so shy. But Narada said, I was shameless. Nirlaj. Yova ananta. Namani anantasya hatatrapa. Trapa means shyness. I gave up the shyness. Hatatrapa patan. Guhyani bhadrani kritani. The Lord's kritani, his activities, are guhyani, is very confidential, and bhadrani, very auspicious. I was always meditating. And gam paryatan, I traveled all over the planet. Tushtamana, completely satisfied. Why we travel all over the world? Because we are not satisfied. We want to see places. Narada was not going to see places. By the way, he happened to see places. But he was going to purify his existence and to glorify the Lord. Kirtanam. Tushtamana and gata. And therefore he didn't get caught up anywhere. He came across gold mine. He doesn't say, chalo, tambuk lagao, baith jate idhar. Gold mine lag gaya mere ko. He went through forests. He went through gold mine, silver mine. Tushtamana gataspra. Kalam pratikshan, waiting for the Lord. Whenever you want, you take me. Vimado, without any pride. And vimatsaraha, without any envy. He kept on traveling. Then, and so, O Brahmana, Vyasadeva, in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Here, Narada is telling the benefit of such kirtan. Just by doing kirtan, Hari Kirtana, what happens? Evam Krishna Mater Brahman. Krishna Mate. The one first advantage of doing kirtan, kirtaniya sadahari. Why? Because our mati becomes fixed on our pati and on our gati. Because by kirtan you develop rati. And when you develop rati, your mati is fixed in your pati and in your gati. So that is the ultimate perfection of life. So Krishna Mater, if you constantly do kirtan, Toime ananya vishaya matihi madhupate asakrit. Asakrit means non-stop. It's like in Ayurveda clinic they have shirudhara. Constant oil, you know, it does not drop. But constant flow. Asakrit. Without break. So Kunti Devi says, Toime ananya vishaya. Without going anywhere, let my mind be focused on you. So he says, evam Krishna Mater Brahman asaktasya amalatmanah. And the second advantage of constant chanting is not only you develop love for Krishna, your mind is fully absorbed. Actually, bhakti means, I call it the triple A formula. Mind is actively engaged, the body is actively engaged, the mind is absorbed, and the intelligence is always alert to the situation in next life, to your situation in next life. Will you get a material body or do you get a spiritual body? That's it. You have only two choices. You get a material body if you have material desires. And you'll get a spiritual body if you have spiritual desires. You can't be desireless. Some people foolishly think you become desireless. To become desireless is also a desire. My only desire is to become desireless. To become desireless means to make your desire one with that of Krishna's desire. That is Sharanagati. Thy will be done, not my will. Your desire is my desire. And therefore Narada Muni travels without any desire. We travel because we have a lot of desire. If all our desires are fulfilled, then we would sleep, relax. But he is traveling 24 hours, 365 days. Why? Because he has no desire. And he is moved by Krishna's desire. Therefore, where Krishna wants him, Narada appears there. Dhruva is, I want to know Krishna. Narada has become Krishna's messenger. He is inspired by the Lord in the heart to go to that place where people are looking for Krishna. So Krishna wants to go. He went, goes through his representative, pure representative Narada. And therefore, so many people are wanting him, and therefore Narada is always traveling. In due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, so that is the first advantage of chanting, kirtanam, and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Very interesting. For a pure devotee of the Lord, tadit saudamani yatha. He says, just like you see a flash of lightning and the light comes. He said, like that. As soon as a pure devotee gives up his body, instantly he gets a spiritual body. Instantly. It's like you just blink an eye and you had a material body, and then you blink an eye, death. You get a spiritual body. Finish. That's it. There's no difference for them. Tadit saudamani yatha. Immediately, such a person develops also when there is kirtanam, we develop a higher taste. And because of a higher taste, sometimes one devotee asked me, I think this morning he was telling, Prabhuji, how to overcome lust? How to overcome these so many desires? He said, don't try to overcome. Develop a higher desire. That's all. Just like when you are a crorepati, then you are not interested. A big rich man is not interested in such petty things. Similarly, by doing constant kirtan, the benefit is we develop a higher taste. Param drishtva nivartate. And then small things of this world, which people are thirsty and hankering for, we can easily say, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamba jagadisha kamai. Because a person has developed a higher taste. Bhakti, kirtanam. Then, further Narada says, he got a spiritual body as soon as he died. Now what happened then? Prayujyamane maitam shuddham bhagavatim tanum arabdha karma nirvano nyapatat pancha bhautikaha. having been awarded a transcendental body befitting an associate of the personality of Godhead, I quit the body made of 5 material elements, and thus all acquired fruitive results of work stopped. He says, Shuddham Bhagavatim Tanum. I got a spiritual body. No, somebody may ask. Kya farak padta hai? Ki farak penda hai, Maharaj? Ki farak penda hai? Material body ya spiritual body? What is the difference? He says, three things Prabhupada explains in the purport. Three things happens if you get a spiritual body. Therefore, at least you should aspire for a spiritual body. First, you will become free from any material affinities. So what are the three transcendental qualities you develop when you get a transcendental body? Number one, that body is eternal. It is eternal. It's not going to die. No more birth, no more old age, no more disease, no more death. Eternal existence. Secondly, free from material modes. No Raja, Tama and Sattva. And because of that, no Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. Kama, Yesha, Krodha, Yesha, Rajoguna, Samudbhava. All this Rajo and Tamoguna brings about all this. None of these contaminations will ever touch the person who has got a spiritual body. And third, free from all reactions of fruitive results. No karma. Actually, there is no karma for such a person. Even though he is acting 24 hours a day, busy, traveling all over, and doing so many activities, no material reactions. No reactions whatsoever. What to speak of a spiritual body? Even in this world, one who is 24 hours engaging his body, mind and words in glorifying the Lord, he is a liberated person already in this world. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira nikhilashvapi avasthasu jivan mukta sauchade. Srila Prabhupada was traveling all over the world. You think he was traveling, he had material desires? No, his only desire was nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao se mate. Just make me dance, my Lord. However you make me dance. And there, just Arjuna's fighting. Arjuna's fighting. Do you think there was any karma? No, because Arjuna was fighting on behalf of the Lord. Nimitta matra bhava savesach. You become an instrument. Because a pure devotee of the Lord becomes an instrument of the Lord's will, the Lord takes all his karma. There is no karma for such a person. Even though he is fully engaged. Otherwise, yastvindra gopa mathavendra maho svakarma bandhanurupa phalabhajanamatam. From Brahma down to the insignificant insect Indra gopa, everyone is getting caught up in their karmic reactions. So, this is the benefit of getting a spiritual body. And Narada Muni got that body. He got that body as soon as he left this body. And then he goes further and then he says, at the end of the millennium, when the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, lay down within the water of devastation, Brahma began to enter into him along with all creative elements, and I also entered through his breathing. After 430 crore solar years, when Brahma awoke to create again by the will of the Lord, all the rishis like Marichi, Angira, Atri and so on were created from the transcendental body of the Lord, and I also appeared along with them. So, at the end of Brahma's one day, Brahma's day is like Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyat Brahmano Vidu, 430 followed by 6, 7 zeros. So many solar years. Brahma goes to sleep for so many years. Good sleep, huh? Kumbhakarna is nothing in front of Brahma when he goes to sleep. Actually, Mahavishnu breathes inside and puts everyone inside his belly. Just like sometimes, you know, father allows their children, go and play. And the children and all the children start playing, 6-7 children. They are making noise. Chalo, chalo, ja, cricket khalo, ja. Yele ball, yele bat. And they started playing and tune out, my out nahi hua, many out. Start beating up, they take a bat and hit each other, bleeding. They're throwing stone on each other. A father gets angry, cricket khelne bheja tha. He beats up everyone, the same bat, catches all of them, puts him in a dark room and closes it. You rascals, no playing. Don't give him any food for 2 days. Khelne bola, nata kar. Disgusted with the misuse of all the conditioned souls trying to devastate each other, the Lord says, chalo andar le lo sabko. Yasyaika nishvasita kala mathavalam. Chal, maro tum log. Tum log achha kasa facility diya. Rascals, misuse kiya tum log. Chup, so jao tum. And then all the children are sleeping, hungry. Father feels sad. Then he opens the door. Dark room. He opens the door. Takes a little torch and sees. Then he touches Bechara. Mark ha gaya. Itna phoon. You know, like swelling and everything. He applies little oil. Beta, chal ut. Chalo, mummy ko bolte, khana khila isko. Chal, ja khil le ja. Ye le cricket ball. Abhi jagadne ka nahi phir se. Karuna Shakti. He says, why are these rascals misusing me? Chalo, I'll give one more opportunity. I'll give one more. Chalo, go and so, again he creates. But when he created next time, everyone, all the 84 lakh species were created together. This has to be informed to Darwin and his followers. There is no evolution. All the 84, everyone was sleeping, again revived in that same particular kind of body according to their karma. Suppose you go to sleep, next day morning you don't become a dog. You get up in your same body. So when you went inside, whatever body, whatever karma, again you come back. So all 84 lakh species created together. And at that time, only personalities like Narada also come in the spiritual body. Therefore, their birth and activities are as good as Krishna's. This Janma Karma Chame Divyam applies not only to Krishna, but applies to his pure devotees. Their birth and their activities are completely transcendental. There was no need for Narada to come out again. But because Krishna has a desire that conditioned living entities who want to know about him be given this knowledge, therefore his pure devotees also, on the order of the Lord, for the pleasure and satisfaction of the Lord, come into this world, not because of their past karma, but simply because Krishna wants them. Foolishly to think such great souls to be ordinary like us is another namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spraha itimam yo abhijanati karma bhir nasabadhyate. So he came out, and then what happened? Now he says, then antar bahi chalokanam trin paryemam askandita vratah. Since then, by the grace of the Almighty Vishnu, I travel everywhere without restriction, both in the transcendental world and in the three divisions of the material world. This is because I am fixed in the unbroken devotional service of the Lord. Very interesting point it says. Avidha gati kvachit. So the first thing he says is, now I travel through the three worlds and even beyond. There are three worlds, Urdhva Loka, Madhya Loka and Adho Loka of the 14 planetary systems. Narada can travel anywhere if he just wishes. Just wishes. He just wishes and is there. Can you imagine the type of freedom? He wishes and is there. He wants to go to Brahmaloka, he can go there. He wants to go to Vaikuntha, he can go there. And another thing, unrestricted travel. And number two, they will never fall down. Such great devotees of the Lord never fall down. Why? Because they are actually traveling on the will of the Lord. So there is no question. All other rishis and munis who are perfected their karma kanda or jnana kanda, Durvasa Muni, he went and he came back. Many others go and come back. But not Narada Muni. For him, he can travel anywhere. And then he says further, and thus I travel constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. Veena, this particular veena is a very special instrument personally gifted by the Lord, and therefore that veena is non-different from the Lord. And when he plays that veena, the only sound that comes is Krishna's glories. Narada Muni Bajaye Veena Radhika Ramana Rami. So, in that sense, all of us have also been given the veena. In the body is an instrument. It's a gift given to us. I generally call it a fat gift. F-A-T. It's a facility, some ability, and some time at our disposal. That's what this body is. It's a facility with some ability and some time. What are you going to use this body for? Krishna is going to watch. Let me see. If you use it nicely, I'll give you 100 rupees. If you use that properly, I'll give you 1000. So similarly, he gives a body and sees. If he misuses it, then he takes away and puts in a restricted environment where we have no access to that money. So everything is a skill. Somebody may have so many skills. We can use that. As Prabhupada writes in this particular purport, science, arts, chemistry, physics, use any of these skills. There is no restriction. Somebody is very good at singing. One of our ex-Gurukul boys, he had come, now he is a carpenter. He came into the temple and he was not even looking at the deity. I was wondering. He was suddenly, oh, achha, more bahut achha banaya udhar. I said, bahara hai. He was amazed at this beautiful artistry. This is actually kirtan. Because somebody has used his skill to decorate this palace of the Lord or the home of the Lord. Somebody sees this painting and says, wow, such a beautiful painting. That is kirtan. Somebody sees the beautiful carving and says, wow, it's so nice. He is indirectly, directly appreciating the Lord. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was telling, in Rome, he went to a church. And there, every inch of that space was beautifully carved, including the bottom side of the benches. Now, nobody looks at the bottom of a bench. Baithne ke baad, you don't. Kehte, andar kaisa dekhta hai? Nobody watches. Generally, you see the top. Oh, achha. Behind, plane. You see, even every aspect. And then he was telling why. Because those who are doing it, they are using their skill as an offering to the Lord. It was not for public show. It is offering whatever God-given gift they have for His glorification. So they are least bothered whether people will appreciate or not. If the Lord is happy with it, that is a perfection of my life. If you go to Belur and all this Indian, some temples in South India, on a grain of rice they have carved Ganapati and then a God Vishnu, Chaturbhuj form, on a grain of rice. Such intricate detail. And these are like hundreds of years before. Stone carving of trees. You know, if you put a light, it goes through and through. How much they must have done, what kind of skills? They have used it. But when whoever comes says, wow, and all of these beautiful forms are glorifying the Lord in His various incarnations. His Leela, His Guna, His Rupa, Kaliya Mardan, this and that. Valmiki, only one composition in his life. But what a composition. We don't hear that Valmiki afterwards would write sometimes in the magazines. Other things, chalo Ramkatha ek daur. No, only one. Samam Bonam. His life's contribution. And since Treta Yuga till now, so many people are benefited by that poetic skill. That is the use if I have whatever given facility. So that is our Veena. If only we can use it for the Kirtan of the Lord, that is the perfection. Not only our own perfection, but we help so many others develop an attraction for the Lord. That's the perfection of this creation. Next, Narada says, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart as if called for as soon as I begin to chant His holy activities. Can you imagine? This is the power of the pure devotion. This is the Shakti of Bhakti. Sadhavo hridayomahyam, sadhunam hridayam tvam. Whenever Narada Muni starts chanting Krishna's name, Krishna is forced to dance on his tongue. Instantly he comes. That is why the pure devotees of the Lord are so absorbed. And because Krishna personally comes on the tongue of his pure devotee, anyone who hears that sound vibration cannot but start dancing. If you see Prabhupada singing in the Tompkins Square Park, these are people who have no idea, but whatever instrument they had, they also are dancing. Probably some of them don't know what is that making them dance, but they made dancing. I was seeing Tukaram Maharaj's video film. And there, he had no job, so his wife, go and do something. So one person engages him to just watch over the field. And he is like he's another expansion Narada Muni. If you see Dehu, he's standing this with, you know. So he's just standing, and he looks at one grain growing, and he starts composing beautiful song. Wow, glory of my Lord. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mahi pashyati. Because he loves Krishna. He sees Krishna everywhere. He sees Vitthala everywhere. And then he starts composing. And he starts singing one particular phrase. When I heard, I had goosebumps in my... I was thinking, my God, I could also want it. I actually wanted to dance. But because of others were there, I just controlled myself. it is so sweet. It's just one phrase. गोड तुझ रूप गोड तुझ नाव गोड तुझ रूप गोड गोड तुझ रूप गोड तुझ नाव
And he just goes on and everyone is chanting, dancing and dancing. It's so sweet. That's what I said. Just imagine, forget about the language and my pronunciation. Think of the meaning. You're standing in front of Gopinath. Goda Tuja. Goda means sweet. Tuja means yours. And Rupa. How sweet is your form and how sweet is your name?
Sundarati Dhyana Ubhevitevari.
Because such devotees carry the Lord within their heart. When they chant, the Lord dances on their tongue. And therefore, that sound vibration, if it penetrates anyone's heart, actually it pierces their heart and evokes their love, which is it's like a little dormant petrol tank. And matches laga de. Even if it is forgotten, still it touches and it starts blowing. You can feel. That is why we say, we should hear even kirtan of devotees. Even though they may be professional singers, sometimes we may hear those for enjoyment. Until it may be titillating to the mind. But why do we like to hear the even though it may not be very beautifully sung, but if it is, because they sing with devotion, in addition, if they have the skill, all the more wonderful. But it's filled with devotion. And it can actually evoke the lost devotion in our heart, which is like in a sleeping stage now. It can be awakened. Anywhere you go, you hear this Prabhupada singing that Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I went to Moscow and suddenly I was feeling, kaha gaya yaar main. People looking at people, looking at culture shock. But as soon as I entered the temple and I heard this, I felt at home. Ghar mein aa gaya. You feel so much at home. My grandfather is singing. Actually, Srila Prabhupada says very beautifully, the pure devotees have such power, as soon as they tune in, Krishna comes in the screen of their heart. It's just like, you want to watch cricket going on in Australia. But if you have the right channel and all that, you tune in, and suddenly that fellow is bowling and batting. You're seeing. So if material scientists, through material science, can capture an activity that is going on many, many thousand miles away on the screen of a Doordarshan, Pasme. By the transcendental science of devotional, as they have super connectivity, lagaya connection instantly. The thing, if you see Prabhupada singing in that Tompkinscombe Square Park, that kirtan, if you see, he's absorbed. He's totally aloof to what is happening. He's just praying. And inviting Krishna. Please Krishna, you come and just manifest. Shower your mercy. I don't know why you have brought me here. If you have brought me, you better come now. On the order of my guru, I have come here. And you see, the Hare Krishna explosion started. Actually Krishna manifests. And therefore that kirtan could actually penetrate the thick hearts. Avratam jnanam etyam. Thick heart, avratam. It could penetrate and actually inspire their devotion for Krishna. And another thing he says, very, very simple psychology. Suppose, Prabhuji, what is your name? Satyajit. Suppose, you tell me what you feel. Suppose you're sitting there and I'm talking to somebody with my clothes and I say, Satyajit, Satyajit. Would you like to hear what I told? Kya bol raha, kya bol? Mere baare mein kuch bol raha hai. Satyajit, Satyajit. Kya bol raha hai Satyajit? Pass mein kya ki, you want to hear, isn't it? Suppose somebody is speaking about you in that room and suddenly you hear two times, three times your name. Kya bol raha hai? Kya bol raha hai? Curiosity. Similarly, when the pure devotees of Lord start singing, Krishna, even though Goloka eva nivasati, he said, Kya bol raha hai? Kya bol raha hai? Mere baare mein. He comes. He comes instantly. He says, Kya ho raha hai? Kya ho raha hai? And we cannot imitate. If it is Krishna, 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 Malam hai sab charu ka. We cannot imitate. Because it is pure and truly glorifying without any intention. We when we say, Krishna, aata kyu nahi hai? Ghanti baja raha hun tab se. Because we have a big list to harass him. But they are dedicating their life. They don't want anything other than serving Krishna. So when they chant with absolutely no desire, Krishna wants to come. He wants to hear, what are they saying? What is this realization? One devotee told, express very beautifully, somebody wants to hear his own music. So he can whistle, na? Right? You can whistle. So that's also nice. But he wants to hear all the varieties of that sound. So what he does, he takes a flute and blows one side and moves his finger. Oh, so many wonderful tunes come. Similarly, the Lord puts his Kladini Shakti in the heart of every living entity. And when they relish their relationship, Krishna enjoys. Wow. Every devotee expresses his devotion in a very unique way. Sometimes suddenly some devotees start dancing. Very unique style. You know, and they are totally aloof. And I say, what? Achha, achha, naya, some new step. Every devotee, you see, there is some unique step. And Krishna enjoys their dance if it is done with devotion. Not for glamour and showing off, but genuinely just, you know, out of absorption. Wow! Krishna wants to see, wow, how he dances, how he offers his, and each one is unique. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. Even though he is Atmaram, still he wants extra, because he is ever expanding. And then, then he is telling, it is personally experienced by me, that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Prabhupada explains very beautifully. Here Krishna or Narada Muni is recommending through Vyasadeva to all of us. What is the recommendation for all of us? He says, etadhi atura chittanam. Chitta means consciousness, atura. Always in anxiety. We are 24 hours in anxiety. So for us, this is our recommend, for us. Etadhi atura chittanam. Why atura chittanam? Why are we so much in anxiety? Matra sparsha ichhaya muhu. Again and again we want to enjoy material, our senses. And therefore we are in anxiety. Why it is not coming? Shochati kaangshati. Hankering for what we don't have, lamenting for what we are going to lose. Therefore we are always, say for them, bhavasindhu plavo drishto. He said, if you want to cross this ocean of anxiety, there is a boat. And what is that boat? The only boat. And that boat is constant chanting of the glories of the Lord. Kirtan is the only boat. Kirtaniya sada hari. Satatam kirtan. That's how they are able to cross over. So he says, just do this. So Prabhupada writes a very interesting point here. He says, no one in this creation can avoid four things. Thinking, feeling, willing and acting. Isn't it? All of us are thinking. So many subject matters. Even though we may be sitting here, hopefully you are thinking what I am speaking. But if I speak for more time, then I can see very negative looks and vibrations bouncing back. So, thinking is, you cannot avoid. You have to think. You have to feel. You are feeling so many things. And you are willing. I'm going to do this. And then you act upon it. You can't avoid it. So what a person has to do, that's all. He just has to change the subject matter. That's all. Bhakti is about, just stay where you are. Sthane sthitaha. You stay where you are. You are a householder, you are a student, you are this, you are that. Wherever you are, you stay. Change the subject matter of your thinking, your feeling, your willing and acting. That's all. That is bhakti. Change the subject matter. All the great scientists, philosophers, all the great professors are thinking how to relieve the suffering of this world. But they have no clue. But the real philosophers, the real scientists, the real poets, the real artists, the real teachers are those who take this subject matter of Hari Kirtan. They understand the Supreme Lord and they actually take up. If you want to read, please note down Bhagavad Gita 7.15, first four paragraphs of the purport. Please read it. Srila Prabhupada explains. Namam duṣkṛtano mūḍhā prapadyante narādamā māyā aparta jñāna āsuraṁ bhāvamā. 7.14 is māme vaye prapadyante māyā metāṁ tarantate. Otherwise, mama māyā durateya. People want to cross over the ocean of existence. But they have no clue. Sociologists are, so many social schemes they are bringing out to relieve suffering of people. Politicians are promising and racking their brains to come out with newer and newer ways of administration to remove all the sufferings. Scientists are coming out using their brains to create so many facilities to remove all the miseries of the world. But the only solution is maam eva ye prapadyante. Sharan mein aaja beta, sab saaf ho jayega. Why don't we go? Because they are not real scientists, they are not real philosophers, they are not real poets, they are not real artists. Because they are glorifying all other things except the real subject matter, which gives relief. That's what Narada is telling here. Just do that. Vyasadeva, inspire everyone to simply do Hari Kirtan. With whatever, the king can do Hari Kirtan by administering the kingdom in such a way that all the subjects should become pure devotees of the Lord. Ambarish Maharaj did that by his own example and by his instructions. In his kingdom, everyone became a devotee. That is Hari Kirtan. An artist creates such piece of art that whoever sees cannot but glorify the Lord, remember the Lord, praise the Lord. If you are a poet, compose such perfect, you know, Anu Varnanam. Please understand this. Anu means following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, not mental concoction. Right? We were discussing, some people have given me some books on glorification of so many characters. Right? But in that, there are so many concoctions. Why? Because they have used their brain. It is not Kirtanam. Because it is not Anu Kirtanam, Anu Varnanam. Anu means following in the footsteps. And Anu means 24 hours also. So first understand the scriptures through the mercy, Uchishta of Vyasa, and then use your skill to glorify properly, so as not to bewilder. And then Narada says, it is true that by practicing restraint of the senses by yoga system, One can get relief from the disturbance of desire and lust. But this is not sufficient to give satisfaction to the soul. For this satisfaction is derived from devotional service to the personality. Everyone, all the sadhakas here, are sincerely trying to control their mind and senses. I hope so. That is why you are here on a Sunday afternoon. You can be in so many places, but you have chosen to be here. That's, you have shown your independence. This is love. Love means to make a choice, whatever is pleasing to the beloved. If Krishna likes, oh, so many people are coming to hear about me, okay, I will give them blessings. That's nice. So we come to hear by keeping everything else aside. So he said, if you really want to practically control the senses, just engage your mind and senses in kirtan, Hari Kirtan. During this Ekadashi, Nirjal Ekadashi, some of them came here only because ghar mein rahenge to pani peena hi padega. Akela kya kirtan karunga? Pani ka kirtan hoga. Yani kani cha pa pani. So they came here because they thought absorbed rehta hai. Somehow the senses will be engaged. And it's a fact, it's much easier when we are in the association. At least for the time being, we forget. As soon as we go out of the hall, bahut ho gaya time. So, we find in the scriptures, Vishwamitra tried to control his senses. Control, control, pakad ke rakho, pakad ke rakho. But one Menaka came and everything. All 60,000 years of suppression. It's just like, you know, in a bottle of this soda water, if you do shake it like that, keep on shaking for 60,000 years and then release it. But if it is pure water, shake for 16 or 80,000 years and remove, nothing comes out. Because it is pure water, no soda carbonate, bicarbonate. So, that's why Haridas Thakur did not get disturbed. Even though Mayadevi came, he could not be disturbed because he was absorbed in kirtan. He was glorifying the Lord. While Vishwamitra, he was trying to suppress, suppress, control, control. Udhar nahi, idhar nahi, idhar nahi. Kahan nahi, Kaliyug mein, sab jaga hai. Maya can come in the temple also. You can't escape Maya. You have to escape, then you have to internally, you know, develop a higher taste. Last three shlokas. Before I start some getting negative glances, I'll give you some time. And then he says, O Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. Thus I have explained my birth and activities for self-realization as you asked. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. So, Narada Muni has told his own personal, Mahajano ye nagatasya pantha. We should follow in the footsteps of the great Mahajan. And therefore, very mercifully, it's not that they want their name and thing to be written in the Bhagavatam. If it can help others, wonderful. How it helped me? Just see the mercy of the Lord. My life is nothing but glorification of the Lord. How? Whatever I am made up of is simply mercy. That's what Narada is telling. I had no qualification. Whatever qualification I have today is all by the mercy of those Bhakti Vedantas. That's all. And my only qualification was, I sincerely tried to put it to practice. I was not frivolous. I was not kind of distracted. I was trying to accept it. That's a little endeavor I did. But otherwise, just like if you go by lift to the 145th floor, you can't say, maine uthaya lift ko, no. You just sat on the, that's the glory is at least you got down, got into the lift. If you climb the stairs, it is very difficult. But you just get into the lift and don't monkey around, just stay there. So he accessed the mercy. He just took advantage of the mercy. Mercy is being given. One time, one boy, Veerbhadra, his name was Veerbhadra, 12-year-old boy. Next to him was sitting Tamal Krishna Maharaj. At that time he was a brahmachari, Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So he asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how come you are so merciful to Tamal? And everyone started smiling and Prabhupada also smiled. And then he said, no, it's not that I am merciful to him. I am giving mercy equally to everyone. He has taken advantage of it. Just like the sun is giving sunshine to everyone. But if someone goes inside the house and locks up the door and sits inside, what can the sun do? So the mercy is there. Srila Prabhupada has opened the temple, programs are open, mercy is flowing every Sunday and all the days of the week. Now what can Krishna do if you hide somewhere inside? The last two. Sutta Goswami said, thus addressing Vyasdev, Srila Narada Muni took leave of him and vibrating on his Veena instrument, he left to wander at his free will. Who doesn't like to be free? You know? Panchi Banu Udke Firu Mast Gagan. Everyone wants to be free. Chaye bandhan, kaat dalo bandhanon ko, tod dalo janjiron ko, mukt ho jao, wah, liberation. Sometimes people tell, I can do anything I want. But anything, what will you do? Free to go to hell. What is that freedom? Freedom to go to hell. Why? Because trividham narakasyetam dwaram nashanamatmanah kamah krodha tatha lobha. When people say, conditioned souls say, I am free to do anything. Ah, kaun mere ko bandha, main kahan bhi ja sakta hun. But where will you go? Naturally where the lust, anger, greed pulls you. Arjuna says in the Gita, athakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushah anichhanapi varshneya baladivaniyojita. Impelled by what, Krishna? Am I pulled? Is a person pulled? As if by force. He doesn't want to go. Still is being pulled. But he says, I'm free to go. I'm going there freely. Free to go to hell. But real freedom is, when you surrender your freedom to Krishna, then you get Narada Muni's freedom. He can travel in this creation anywhere inside. In fact, he can even go to the spiritual world and come back at his will, because his will has been surrendered to thy will, Krishna's will. That is, if you really want to become free, as Prabhupada says, real independence is to declare your dependence on the Lord. And Krishna, our loving father, gives us the real freedom. Enjoy my child. Experience this whole creation. Go there and preach and be satisfied, and you give satisfaction to others. Otherwise, what kind of freedom is this? How long? How much? A dog tied to a 30 feet chain may go round and round thinking, I am very free. Like a bull tied to a pole. Similarly, this conditioned soul with the three modes of nature and the body, how long, where all will he go? Real freedom is to declare our dependence on the Lord. And then he concludes, all glory and success to Srila Narada Muni, because he glorifies the activities of the personality of Godhead, and so doing, he himself takes pleasure in and also enlivens all the distressed souls of the universe. I would like to read Prabhupada's, conclude with Prabhupada's purport. Sri Narada Muni plays on his instrument to glorify the transcendental activities of the Lord and to give relief to all miserable living entities of the universe. No one is happy here within the universe, and what is left as happiness, what is felt as happiness, is Maya's illusion. The illusory energy of the Lord is so strong that even the hog who lives on filthy stool feels happy. No one can be truly happy within the material world. Srila Narada Muni, in order to enlighten the miserable inhabitants, wanders everywhere. His mission is to get them back home, back to Godhead. This is the mission of all the genuine devotees of the Lord, following in the footsteps of the great sage. Srila Narada Muni ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrind ki, Kaliyuga Pavan Harinam Sankirtan ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.